Hello, and welcome to the Art of Intuition podcast. My name is Susan Jane, and I believe that trusting your intuition is the best way to live your life with meaning and purpose. Each week you will hear about how you can connect, develop, and trust your intuition through interviews with other guests and my own personal experiences. Join me to understand how your intuition can guide you towards a life full of meaning and loving purpose. Hello and welcome to the Art of Intuition podcast. I'm Susan Jane, your host, and I would like to, I would like to talk today about a subject a friend of mine actually asked me about. Now, this lady that asked me is very, very intuitive. She is very much in contact with spirit, with channeling, with different things like that. So intuition to her is, when she was asking me these questions, it was her getting an understanding, a logical understanding in her mind as to what it was. And I thought, well, if she was having trouble, I'm sure there's a lot of other people that are actually having trouble with understanding what intuition is and what it does, or why we have it. So I have written down, she had sent a couple of text messages to me, so I've just got it here, and I wanted to sort of go through it and get an understanding with you. So she wants to know if intuition was a separate thing from the higher self, the spirits or the goddess. Now, what was happening, she's doing a psychic activation course. So she just thought, she wanted to try a psychic activation course. Now, personally, she doesn't need it. I think she's quite psychic. She's quite tuned in. But it was something that she felt she needed to do or experience. So she went ahead and did it. Now, when she's doing this, the lady was explaining her outlook on what intuition is, what higher self is, what spirit is, what goddesses are, all that sort of aspect. And I, for one, believe that we can get a little bit caught up in all the terminology. And how do we really know that they're all different, or the terminology behind it? So with the way I look at intuition and spirituality, I try to bring it back down to a very, very basic understanding. Now, I have done years and years of research on this and years of understanding. I've talked about my personal experiences, and they're just the ones that I've talked about. They're not the real simple basic ones that you get every day. I've only talked about these really big aha moments that I was having. So to get this basic understanding of what intuition is and how it sits amongst our spirituality is what I sort of was starting to look at. Now, she has written to me, there's part of me that goes with, well, intuition is the receptivity to higher messages, therefore separate, which then opens up a whole thing of then there are spirits, beings, etc., that are separate to us as well. But my other part of me goes, but we're all born in the one God spark, for lack of a better way of describing it. So there is no separation. And this is where it gets really, really tricky. So she's starting to question her outlook on where she sees intuition and where she sees spirituality, God spark, or, you know, there's so many names. There's this creative consciousness, there's universal energy, there's God, there's God spark, there's source. There's so many names for it that I really don't want you to get caught up in it. You don't need to get caught up in it. If somebody is saying, oh, that's your goddess talking, well, you know, there's lots of ways we can interpret that. And I want to go through a little bit of that today. So she was struggling with what went where and who went what with what. So I responded to her with my basic theory about intuition and what it is. So the basically is we have our two bodies. We have a spiritual body. So that's one made of ether. We can't see it. We don't know it's there. I mean, we can sense it. We can feel it. It is part of us. And then we have our physical body. Now, our physical body, we can see. The physical body has the five senses. We can see that. So with our physical body, that's come down through our parents' parents, all the way through. So it's got all that DNA and all that understanding. Now, you've got to realize that if these cells, may believe that cells have a memory. So if these cells have a memory and this DNA has a memory and we're taking on part of our father and part of our mother and incorporating the two of them, and that goes on and on and on, there's got to be changes and there's got to be things that don't change. It's going to be blue eyes maybe coming right through the line, and some will have brown eyes and some will go different. But there's going to be some of those things that DNA-wise in our physical body will stay with us every time that child, a new child is born from that parent. There's a lot of areas that will stay with us, and there's areas we won't know about until later on. And that's when we get these things like the breast cancer and different aspects like that, these defects that also go through the DNA. So when we start to look at the physical side of it, it makes sense, and it's easy to see. You can look at a child, you can look at a baby and go, oh, don't they look like their mum? Don't they look like their dad? It's easy to see. It's easy to understand. It makes sense. We can follow that. What we can't follow, what we don't see as easy, is our spiritual side of us. Now, I call it the spiritual side. Now, like the physical side, we come in all different shapes, colours, sizes, sexes, all different ways. So none of them are the same, but that's still a physical body. Our spiritual body is again the same, and it comes in different ways and comes in different forms, has different learnings, different ways, but it's still as of a spiritual aspect. It is of an ether aspect. We can't necessarily see it. And I tend to use the terminology spirit because it rings true with me, but it could be ether. It could be energy, because that's all it is. We're both energy. It's just a physical body is a denser energy than the spirit body. The spirit body is a softer energy. It's a lighter energy. So you don't see it. So knowing that we've got these two elements is really, really important as far as intuition goes. That's what's really important, because intuition is the communication between the two. Now, on a physical aspect, we communicate verbally with our friends. We communicate visually with our friends. We can communicate through touch. We can communicate through taste, sound. We can communicate through those physical senses. They're all different, and we all have the ability to do some of them better than we do others. Now, they say can't remember the actual number, but they say when we're actually communicating that it's some ridiculous, it's like 80 or 90% of the time we're communicating through our body more so than our words or what we're seeing. So communication is this all-around effect, and we've got this really clear understanding of it. That's the physical side of it. What about the spiritual side of it? How is spirit communicating? And this is where we look at intuition. Now, spirit is gathering information. The physical body gathers information from the surroundings, its learnings, its upbringing. The physical body is getting all this information through what the weather's doing, what the people around them are doing, what the world is doing on the news. We're getting all this information, right? That's how the world is communicating to us. We're getting it in lots of different ways. Some people absorb that energy a bit stronger. Some people, you know, those people that just seem to, you know, bring off all these little interesting tidbits as they're going along. Some people absorb that information, they can hold on to it and regurgitate it. And others, they hold on to it, they get an understanding, and they change it around and move it and suit it. So that's all good. That's all part of human communication, physical to physical. We've got that. And we do that through touch as well. We know that. So when we're looking at the spirit and how spirit is communicating, we have different elements there as well. So we have an energetic type of communication. It's an energy. So when our spiritual side, anything that's on the spiritual side that we can't see, when it is communicating to us, it will communicate in different ways. Now, it can communicate emotionally. That's probably the lowest form the densest form is emotional communication. That's the densest form. We have a psychic communication, and we also have the intuitive communication. Now, I'm going to break these down again a little bit more. So when we look at emotional communication, so that is when spirit is communicating to us, to the physical, in emotional aspect, right? Intuition is spirit talking to the physical. We've got to communicate somewhere along the line. We've got these two bodies in. If we've got a spirit, and people will call that their soul. People will call that their God force, their life force. They'll call it, there's so many names, I can't even remember them all. I tend to refer it to as a soul, all right? So if my spirit is my soul, that soul has to talk, that spiritual soul has to talk to that physical body, okay? So the spiritual being is what I've often referred to. That spiritual being has to talk to the physical body. So that's when we become human beings, when we're starting to, we have the two. Otherwise, we're just a shell, a body, or we're in spirit. Once we've come together, that's when we become a human being. But the spirit needs to be able to talk to the physical, and we do that through intuition. So when we look at the different information that we're gathering through spirit, a lot of the emotional energy, the communicating side of it, will come from that more denser realm. So you'll often get that through to humans. If you're standing there and you've got a person in front of you and you're feeling their energy, you're sort of going, oh, they feel a bit down, or they're bright and happy. You're feeling that energy. Remember, you walk into a room when someone's had an argument, you can feel the energy in the room. That's more of an emotional dense energy. So we can get that from our local area. We feel that a lot stronger. Psychic energy is a lighter energy. So psychic energy is when you're actually talking or communicating with other spirits, external spirits, not your own, but external spirits. So that's when you've got this psychic energy. And people will be talking to angels. They'll talk to spirit. They'll talk to some will talk to aliens or other beings, you know. And that is what we class as more of that psychic interaction. Channeling, that's a psychic one. We're getting it from another spirit. So we're either collecting information emotionally from our local sources, we can collect it psychically from our local spirit area, things that are around us. And when you find that if it's a spirit that's just not long passed over, they've got more of a denser energy, you'll find that they will connect emotionally. So when you have those situations where it's you feel something, you sort of think, oh, that felt like mum. You know, you'll get this emotional response to it with your mum has passed, or you'll feel that come through that way. So although they are of spirit, you will still get a deeper energy because they're not long passed. The longer they're passed, the lighter that energy becomes. And that's why often you'll have a harder time to connect with people that have passed. When they've passed for a long time, you need to be a little bit more psychically aware. So that's what we've got at the moment. So we've got that emotional energy exchange. We've got that psychic energy exchange. And then we have the strongest one, or the lightest one, which is the intuitive one. Now, what I refer to as the intuitive messages that are coming through, or that intuitive information, I refer that to as direct source. So that, to me, is direct source. Now, whatever you want to call that, collective consciousness, God source, God, universal energy, whatever you want to call that, that is connected to our soul. We are connected permanently there. That's where we live forever and ever. Our soul actually lives forever and ever. We are connected to that permanently. When you're getting information like that, that is the strongest intuitive message. Also, the weakest one to find, the hardest one often to understand, because you sort of go, did I get that? Not sure. Was that for me? Now, when I was talking to my friend, she was still trying to get this understanding. Now, I said to her, okay, now remember, because she's just recently written a book, and she said, she'd written a book, she'd got another chapter, and she said she felt that she had channeled it from Isis, the goddess Isis. Now, why would she say that? Because she honestly believed she did. And I said to her, if that's what you've done, then you've done that psychically. I said, your spirit has talked to another spirit and they relay that message back to you. That's fine. That's how I see it. When people talk to angels, I see them doing that psychically. I know they say clairvoyant. It's because the messages they're getting, they're seeing, but it's still getting it psychically from another spirit, from someone that's passed, another spirit or a spirit form. They're not getting that from a physical form. We get it from the physical form. We get it more energetically. More emotionally, emotional energy, not the psychic energy. But I said to her, when you're standing near somebody and you start to pick up that information from them, you start to sort of get a feeling that, or you get a little vision going, that they look like this, or this seems to be happening, or you start to pick up their emotions and you're going, they're heading this way or heading that way, or you're doing your card readings and you're picking up information. I said, you know that's coming through as an emotional energy. So it's more locally sourced. It's more solid. More dense. And that's how you're picking it up there. If you're getting it in a different way, so say you are doing your card reading and you feel like you're getting this from, what do people call them? Your helpers, your spirit guides, anything like that. Don't get hung up, your goddesses. Don't get hung up in the words. Don't get hung up in that. Get hung up in the feeling. Get hung up in where you feel it goes. Have you ever said to yourself, you might not be old enough, but I've said to my kids sometimes, I've said, stop doing that, or rah, rah, rah. And straight away I've gone, wow, I sound like my mother. This is the information we're getting. When my mother passes, I can guarantee that's the sort of energy she's going to send to me, so I know, that is definitely my mother. And this is how we get this understanding. So I said to her, when you were doing your book, when you were doing the next chapter, you really felt that it was coming from Isis. It is definitely, no one's going to question that. Whether you make that up or not, no one's going to question that. And if that's what you believe, you need to believe it and you need to feel strong about it. But when you get those information, when you get this message or messages and you don't know where they're coming from, it doesn't sound like your mother. It doesn't sound like Isis. It's not your angels. You listen to people when they're talking, especially people that are doing card readings and things like that. They'll say, they're telling me this. Oh, my angel said that. They're getting it psychically. They're getting it from other spirit. And that's terrific. There's only one aspect to that, is that the spirit's got it, then they're getting it. So there's those change of thoughts, the change of thoughts. Like Chinese whispers, the more it goes through different people or different ideas or different spirit, the more it gets changed. Just that little bit, more like Chinese whispers. When we say it physically to somebody and they've got to say it to the next person and they've got to say it to the next person, it can change a little bit. Doesn't mean we're wrong. The end message could be wrong, but we can only bring forward what we feel we've heard or what we feel we know. So I said to her, can you remember the differences between when you're picking up someone's information when they're local to you, when you're picking someone's information up like from Isis, and when there's other information that's come through and you don't know where the hell it's come from? When that happens, that is your true intuition. That is your true spirit, direct source, God's, your direct soul or whatever you want to call it, that is a direct source from your God source, universal energy, when that's coming to you, when you get that information, you don't know where it's come from, that's the true intuition. That's the true intuitive message that you're getting. I hope that makes a little bit more sense. What I want you to do to get an understanding on that is when you get these messages or when you get these feelings or when you get these thoughts, just sit with it a little bit and try and get an understanding of where you feel that it is coming from. Now, I've talked to you once before about the time when I was nearly hit by a car, when I was nearly T-boned. I had come to a T intersection. I was just about to turn right. I fully stopped, looked, no cars coming, went to take off, and for some reason, and I still to this day don't know, I jammed my foot on the brake. Now, I can remember thinking to myself, oh, you idiot. If there was a car coming, you would have just got hit. And as I've said it, I've looked the other way, and this car was coming over this hill, all four wheels off the ground, and it would have hit me if I hadn't put my foot on the brake. That was a true intuitive message. That was a message that I didn't think about, didn't know about, I just did. It was a life-saving message. That is when you're caught. It's not come from spirit. It's not come from local. It's come from your God source, from your God spark, from where you are, where we are at one there. That's where that information came from. And I know that because I do not have any understanding of why I would do such a thing. And the really strange thing was within two weeks, three situations like that happened to me where it was like, oh, my God. And I can't remember the other two, but one of them was about the house. I can't remember what it was, but there was three. And you know how you get three, you sort of go, okay, now I'm listening, right? That's what happened, and that's what you can get an understanding of. So if you're asking a question, you're trying to get an understanding of what you want to do or where you want to go, usually decision-making. Intuition is great for decision-making, absolutely perfect. And like I said to you, you ask, you sort of go, well, what should I do? Should I do this or do that? Then you go to sleep. You ask, and during sleep, you may receive the information. This is one way anyway. So you ask, you receive, and then you action, right? So we may be asking for, what the hell is going on? There's an ask. You could do anything like that. You'll start to receive messages. Now you can receive them in your sleep. I often receive mine in the shower. Closer to water, you tend to be more intuitive. You may tend to pick up that information a bit more. Water travels, remember? Sound travels over water better. So you start to get some information. Now when you get this information, that's when you start to look at how to act. Now find out where that information's come from. So I will ask, I might be thinking about something. As you're thinking about it, you start to ask. And what was one I just did the other day? We're painting the house. We're painting the house, right? The wrong colour. It was the wrong colour. It had got cool tones instead of warm tones. And it's all sorts of bother. So I've had a couple of sleepless nights with this paint. And it's all in the lounge room area and all the entrance. And oh, it's been glorious. Anyway, what had happened was I sort of went to bed and I went, I just don't know what to do about this paint. I don't know how to work it out. And then I had a restless night. It was a shocking night. Tossed and turned and everything else. Had my shower in the morning. I do a walk every morning. Went for my walk. It was on the walk this time, that's right. Went on the walk. And it came to me while I was on the walk to put the colour swatches right beside this particular area, which was right beside the kitchen cupboards, because that's where the problem was. The kitchen cupboards were a warm shade. The house they painted, the walls they painted was a cool shade. They were clashing. Made the kitchen cupboards look dirty. And it came to me as I'm walking along, put the swatches near the kitchen cupboard, that's how you'll pick your colour. Now, it sounds so simple, it sounds so easy, but it was like, oh, it was a really big aha moment for me. It's these simple questions, these simple decisions that we have to make, that asking your intuition is just the best way to do it, asking. Now, if you're getting messages from spirit, from channeling, from anything else, it doesn't matter. If you want to follow that through, follow that through. But what I did was when I was doing this walk and I went, oh, where did that information come from? That's the first thing I say. Where did that come from? Where did that come from? And if I can't put a visual image to it, or if I can't go, oh, that was my angels, because they don't talk to me like I thought, because my intuition talks, my soul talks to me more. But if that's where it's coming from, then that's fine. You'll have other people that will say, oh, my guides are saying this, and that's where they're getting their information, and that's fine too. Let's not get hung up on all the details. But if it's coming from your true intuitive messages from your soul, then it is coming from direct source, and that is the ultimate. So if it's coming from external, that's okay, that's cool, that's fine, because what you're doing is allowing yourself to be open to getting information. Don't close off anything else. Be open to getting that information. That's what's really good. So, yeah, I was walking along and then that's the information I got. We put it up against the cupboard and we could see exactly the difference between, you know, what we wanted and what we were looking at. So it did make it easier. We still have to do the painting yet. But anyway, we've got it. We've picked up the right colour, or what we feel is the right colour. So when we're using our intuition, if we can use it on general basic things, even if you're driving in the car and you're going, all right, I've got two ways to get to where I need to go, which way should I go? Wait until you hear a message. And look, majority of times in that sort of situation, it might be your head, but who knows if it's not your intuition clicking on something in your thought patterns, reminding you about something, suggesting something, giving you that a little bit of an emotional click to say, oh, that was a nicer drive last time, or that one wasn't as frustrating because the last time you went the other way, you got all the kids' traffic, or you got all this. So there's lots of little ways that we can receive these messages. And again, if you're getting them from other spirit, that's fine. If you're getting them from the environment, from emotional energy from other people, just be mindful. Be mindful of where you're getting your messages, where these messages are coming from. They're not wrong, they're just messages. And part of this is how we work out whether it is our intuition speaking to us, or our true intuitive messages coming through, or whether they're psychic messages, or whether they're emotional messages. And it's all about energy. We're physical, we're a denser energy in our physical body, we're a lighter energy in our spirit side of it. So when you're getting emotional energy, that's denser, psychic energies in the middle, and your intuitive energy, that real high one, is coming from direct source. So that's the way we want to go. Again, don't worry about where it's coming from too much unless it's emotional energy. Emotional energy can be used to manipulate. Yes, be mindful of that. If you're getting emotional energy from somebody else and they're doing the old, oh, woe is me, and they're trying to manipulate you, be mindful of that. One of the biggest things with empaths and intuitive people, and we're all intuitive, sorry, but more the ones that are more evolved in their intuition, we can be easily manipulated. We can be emotionally manipulated. So be careful of that. But in the same token, and I have to say this, we can also emotionally manipulate. One of the things coming out of my 20-year emotionally abusive relationship was I had to be really careful not to do the same, because I had been taught a lot of pretty easy manipulative ways without realizing. And it was then I had to be really careful that I didn't do the same back, because it's easy to do. If you're being controlled and manipulated in a certain way, it's not hard for you to reply back to it. And I've seen it happen. And I do remember at the end of our relationship, I started to use these emotional manipulative tricks, or whatever you'd like to call them, techniques. And I had to pull myself back and go, hang on, that's not what it's about. Tit for tat is not what it's about. I need to step back from that. And of course, my new partner, who we've been together now 10 years, 11 years, my new partner, I was really mindful. He'd gone through an emotionally abusive relationship where he had been manipulated, constantly manipulated. And women can manipulate so much better than men. Like, men will use force to start with, the physical side of it, and then continue. This is what happened with me. There was a physical aspect to it that never happened again. The emotion just kept on continuing. And there's all these areas. And when I talk about emotional abuse, they talk about the three pillars of domestic violence. They talk about the physical violence. They talk about the financial violence. And they talk about the mental or psychological abuse. So they talk about those three. But I believe there's the emotional side to it. Now, I know all three of them are covered off in emotional abuse, but there's some things that people do that are completely emotionally abusive based. There was a situation in Melbourne where the man drove his three children into some sort of waterway, drowned all three of them. Now, he didn't physically hurt those children, or the mother didn't physically hurt them, didn't say psychologically that he was going to hurt them. It wasn't a financial thing. It was purely to emotionally, absolutely trash her. It was emotional abuse to its extreme, and that's what sometimes they will happen. And women will do the same. They will do that to get back at their partners too. They will use their children for a reason, and they will emotionally manipulate their partner too. So please be aware of that. That's not something we want to do. So when we're picking up this emotional energy, be mindful of, you know, what it's doing and where it's going, and whether you want to act on it. You're receiving that information. Do you want to act on it? See whether it suits you to act on it. So that's why I wanted to get this understanding, this real basic understanding. Intuition is basically our communication. The strongest way we can communicate is through that intuitive messages, which we get from the God source. Other ways we can communicate, our spirit can communicate, our soul can communicate with the physical body, is through the psychic realm, where they're talking to other spirits. And then another way is through more of that denser realm, which is often the emotional side of it, the emotional energy side to it, which is often more of a local source. So that's sort of where we go with that. Now, again, there's going to be lots of questions you want to ask. What does goddess mean? You know, what about my goddess? Well, that's just another way of your soul, calling your soul, your higher self. They say your higher self is different to your intuition. And yes, I get that, because intuition is communication. But the higher self, is that your soul? You know, like, how many areas do we need to go? Like, why do we need to make it so challenging and so difficult? Let's make it simple. We have mental thoughts, and that's part of our physical aspect, because we can see and understand. Usually mental thoughts can only come about your understanding of this physical realm. Imagination comes from your spirit side, from your soul, because they can go so much further. The spirit has been in so many different bodies over so many different years. They've got a lot more understanding to it. So if you can imagine it, it's come from your spirit. If you can think about it, it's come from your physical aspect. So there's all those different areas, and I'm really getting off tangent, I guess, but I just want you to get an understanding that we can have emotional energy, we can have psychic energy, and we can have intuitive energy, and that intuitive energy is coming from the God source. So, yeah, that's me for today. I'm doing my bestest to keep these a little bit not as busy. I'm trying to keep them down. So we've gone to 34 minutes. So I'm going to say goodbye. I would ask you to like the podcast or subscribe, and we'll getting a lot more guests in soon, actually. I just wanted to get a few more things done with the new branding, and then we're going to get some more guests in. So really look forward to that. It's great having the guests in. But that's me from today. I'm Susan Jane. This is the Art of Intuition podcast. And if you want to subscribe, you will get ours next week. We do it every Thursday morning, Brisbane time, Thursday morning, 9 o'clock. So we'll see you again next week. Okay, bye for now.